This is a question for Howard, for my clarification. Since in paragraph 19, there is a reference to new rolling stock. So do I understand well that paragraph 20, that the whole thing, the whole exception, a large exception that was introduced would also apply to new rolling stock? Because I thought that the whole idea was that if there is an existing rolling stock, then it's more difficult to proceed with the marking. But if it's new, you would apply this exception also on the new. Sorry? Yes, but... I understand, sorry. Okay, sorry, it's my fault. This is as an explanation of the modifications, and it underlines the fact that it remains exceptional. Sorry, it's my fault. So cancel whatever I have said. Thank you. But now I understand. I thought it was in reference to the the change from the old to the new. The first paragraph was on the old, and then, but actually it is clearly already updated, so it would not cancel anything that it's already there. It would not delete, or is it a redrafting of a paragraph that it's already there? It's not an added paragraph; it's a redrafting.